morning, beautiful people. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So I want us to talk about a relationship. So welcome to my podcast on building healthy relationship and effective communication skills. Today we'll discuss on how to improve your relationship with friends, family, and romantic partner by developing better communication skills. But first, let us talk about what healthy relationship looks like, or what is it truly that healthy relationship is. Healthy relationships are built on trust, mutual respect, and open communication. This means that being able to express your thoughts and feeling honestly and listening to the other party, or and listening with empathy and understanding from your partner, your friend, or your family. When it comes to communicating effectively, there are a few key skills that you need to keep in mind. These include listening, using I statements, and avoiding blaming and criticism. Active listening involves fully focusing on what the other person is saying. Rather than just waiting for your turn to talk, I statements are a way of expressing your own thoughts and feelings without blaming or criticizing the other person. For example, saying, "I feel hurt when you don't listen to me," instead of "you never listen to me." When you tend to express your feeling using the I, it shows, it reflects on you. It shows that this is something that's happening on you, rather than keeping the blame to the other person, as much as they're the cause of the source of this. But when you say you feel hurt, people tend to relate with that, and they tend to find a way to navigate through it and make you feel better. You know, you understand me. It is also important to avoid using blame and criticism, which can lead to defensive and conflict. And you know, there are these people that are always defensive. Like when you say something, they're ready to defend, and the defensiveness mechanism, it's not a good thing in a relationship or in a communication. Another important aspect of healthy relationship is setting boundaries. People do take these things as jokes, so people do say that, "Oh, we are in love, so there's no need for boundary," because you know, you understand, we are in love, so there's no need for boundary, huh? Okay. This means communicating your needs and limits clearly and respectfully, and respecting the other boundaries of the other. It is okay to say no and prioritize your own well-being. Now, you don't just sit there without setting your own boundaries, without telling someone these are the things that you should do and these are the things that you should not do. Then when they do them, you never told them they should not do them, you get mad. You should state them clearly. And finally, it is important to remember that communication is a two-way street. This is something that we just need to talk about, because whenever the other party feels like it's only them who gives effort into the conversation, like it's only them that are always trying out to communicate, to reach out and all that stuff, they'll see no need to get back, because they're like, this thing, it's only for me. It's not just about expressing yourself, but also about listening and understanding others. This means being open to feedback and willing to compromise when necessary. I hope you understand that well. In summary, as we conclude this podcast, building healthy relationship and effective communication skills involve trust, open communication, and active listening. I statements, avoiding blame and criticism, setting boundaries, and being open to feedback and compromise. Now, you should be ready to get correction and be corrected when necessary, and you should also be ready to take notes where necessary. Credits are given where due. So, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, and I hope you find this episode helpful in building healthy and happier relationship. See you next time. I hope you'll get to find a way to communicate to the one that you love. Bye.